Hello, this is Reverend Ann Preswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Today we're going to do a tapping audio on up-leveling in your business. You know, a lot of times people get very frightened when it comes to stepping into a new level in their business. They dream of it. They want it. They are excited by it. But when it actually comes to doing it in a large way, it gets very scary. It's okay a lot of times to do it in a small way, but to do it in a large way gets very frightening. So what we're going to do today is do some tapping on up-leveling in a big way, because sometimes your biggest breakthroughs come when you take a big step in your business. So let's move some of the fear out of the way so that you can take that big step, okay? All right, so I want you to just start tapping. If you like to do the sore spot, that's fine. If you want to do the karate chop, that's fine. I'm just going to start tapping at the top of the head. And if you need to look to find out what the tapping points are, they are on my website, DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com, under the homepage, under freebies. All right, so I'm not going to guide you through the tapping points. It's just not the way I do it. So you just tap on the tapping points as you go through this, all right? I am so afraid of stepping up in my business. I'm really afraid I'll make a mistake. I'm afraid I'll make a big mistake. What if I make a big mistake? What if I make a big investment and it doesn't pan out? What if I make a big investment and I lose the money? Where would I be then? I'd be worse off than I am now. At least now I'm better off because I haven't made that big investment and I haven't taken the risk and failed. It's better to just stay small. But is it better if I just stay small? My heart, my soul is calling me to grow, to expand, to become more. And if I stay small, what happens? That doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve me. And maybe all I'm thinking about it is from the fear perspective of making a mistake. Maybe I ought to take a look at it from the perspective of what if it works? Instead of what if I fail? I mean, I know that energy follows thought. I know that what I focus upon increases. So why would I even think of focusing upon failure? Well, I get that that's kind of a natural thing to do, but I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. I can focus upon success and move through the breakthroughs of fear. The blocks of fear, the conversations that say I can't do it, the conversations that say I'm not good enough, the conversations that say, who do you think you are? They're just conversations. They're not the truth. But I treat them as though they're the truth. And sometimes when I realize that I'm doing that, I can stop. And sometimes I don't even realize I'm doing it. But on the times that I do realize it and I stop, I create it for the next time that I'm doing it to recognize that I'm doing it and to stop. which increases my chances of success significantly. I am so ready to move my business forward. Even though I have conversations, even though I have fears, even though I'm ready to move my business forward. I want to move my business forward. I want to increase my income. I want to increase my reach. I want to touch more lives, to connect with more people, to have more clients, to have more abundance. I came to bring my gifts into the world. That's what I came to do. And my business is the way in which I'm doing that. So up-leveling is a natural process of bringing my gifts to the world. And I am so ready to do that. I am so ready to be that change in the world that I want to see. And that means screwing up my courage and stepping up. I'm ready to step up. I'm willing to step up. I choose to step up. I choose to take action that is unheard of for me, that is unprecedented for me. Because I know that in taking action like that, I'm going to have results that are unprecedented for me, that are unheard of for me. I will have results, and I choose to have those results. And if I must take action, then in order to have those results, then that is what I will do. I'm ready to do that. I let go of the fear. I let go of the conversations that say I can't. I choose to step into it now. I choose to do it now. I choose to be that now. And I say, thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you to my higher self. And I allow it to become the truth of my being, right here, right now. And so it is. All right, take a nice deep breath. Whenever you get afraid of stepping up in your business, you can tap along to this and allow it to support you in building your business and move forward. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com wishing you a divine day. Now go get your divine on.